Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. To trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Uh-oh, you let it out.
I had to.
Yeah.
It's my lunch. Hi!
Hi!
Dawn, oh my God! Can you believe it is already a beautiful Tuesday and we have survived another Met Gala 2024. The Metropolitan Gala Affair took place last evening, and I know you, like I, was right there on the red carpet last night reporting live on E! I hope you guys all watched our coverage. We did a great job. Mike was there sort of making sure we were hydrated.
He was also making sure that we were communicating with each other. He was just producing us, basically.
Yeah. No, it was amazing. So we decided we would come back to Minnesota today and do a little wrap up of what we got to see. And man, did we see some stuff. Lots of flowers just in time for Mother's Day if you needed some bouquet ideas. That are also serve as a dress idea for your mom this holiday.
Sure.
We got all sorts of looks. Okay, we didn't really go to the Met Gala, but we did troll the internet and watched it happen vicariously through the internet. Dawn, lots of looks to judge. And also just like sort of side stories that we'll get to throughout the day today. But let's start with just a reminder of what the hell this actually was. So at the Met, you have the Met Gala. It's a big social affair. Essentially, it's a bunch of people dressing up in costumes. Now, the theme this year, if I remember correctly, was described as like, that's not Secret Garden. What was it like?
Garden of Time.
Garden of Time.
It's based
Sleeping
off
Beauty, Garden of Time.
Sleeping Beauties. That was the exhibit inside, which made it confusing because also Sleeping, it was Garden of Time based off a poem.
Oh, okay. Here it says the theme is Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion.
Yeah.
So there's obviously a, and this was, crafted by the Costume Institute's chief curator, Andrew Bolton.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Not related in any way to Michael. Anyway, I guess if you really wanted to get a theme, it was flowers.
Right.
Because that's what everybody seemed to do, something floral.
Mm-hmm. There's a very dark poem that was written by somebody very old-timey. I don't remember. And if you read that poem, people were supposed to find inspiration from that poem. It was a very magical, mystical place where there were like crystal flowers and translucent this and that and fairies and some people tried and some people didn't try that hard.
Yeah, you know, which is always the case. Let's talk about some of the things. I mean, did you have a favorite?
Yeah,
of some of the looks.
I would say, just for creativity's sake, I really liked. Let's see, actually Taylor Russell, who I found out again yesterday is Harry Styles' girlfriend. She had on this the bodice, the top part of her dress was almost like, it looked like liquid latex, but it was made to look like a tree. I'm like, look, she's trying to be a part of the forest, of the garden. And then we had Tyla in a real sand dress. That was pretty cool.
Who's Tyla?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure people, if they didn't know who she is looking her up now. But her dress was
very
like
very big hits right now musically.
Okay. All right. She's a musician.
She's a singer. Has a song called Water.
There were a lot of people who looked great, and I'm like, is that a theme? Is that an outfit? Seems like a nice dress.
Right.
But I'm sure, you know, far be it for me to judge, because here I would just like to remind, this is the best thing that we do. We sit in our jammies on a couch going, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that? So I don't want to second guess somebody's intentions, but when I do scroll through some of these, I'm like, well, that just looks like a nice dress.
Looks like a nice pretty dress.
A nice white dress, Victoria Ceretti. I mean, I don't know if there's some kind of floral aspect, but just a lot of pretty dresses. But then you had people like Nicki Minaj, for example, who literally looked like, you know, she was straight out of Bachman's.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is awesome. Like, because, you know, like, I don't, like, I feel that. less qualified to criticize somebody who tried versus somebody who's just like, I'm wearing a really nice outfit, which I also would struggle with myself. Like, if I were going to the Met Gala, like, because you look at a lot of the men, for example, and they're just wearing dapper suits. And I'm like, dude, I don't know how that's really following the theme. But again, I also understand the importance of, like, the entire world is looking at you. This is a moment. Look your best. And so there's these tensions at play, which are, I just want to look great. And,
or do I want to look like,
or do I want to look like a potted plant?
Like
a la Lizzo, who was allegedly a tree of some kind.
Oh my God. Or a Dorito.
A Dorito?
I'm not sure.
What kind of Dorito?
That hat, I was not.
Well,
here
I
for
couldn't,
it.
I didn't understand what that was. But again,
she kind of looked like Alice in Wonderland, like maybe the queen or something. I don't.
And then I feel like I want to honor that because she actually did the assignment. But then Brie Larson, she looked like she was just kind of wearing some gauze over a really pretty dress.
Yeah. Now, Lana Del Rey tried. She does look like a Halloween decoration outside your house.
Oh.
Like, oh, look, it's a ghost and a tree.
I think.
I mean, but she tried.
Yeah,
she
did something. Again, she followed the brief.
And she wasn't wearing a wet sheet.
Okay, Doja Cat, we see you. Did you see what Doja Cat, by the way? So Doja Cat, for those who didn't know, wore literally a wet sheet, right?
I'm like, do they have to re-wet her throughout the night?
They probably had some.
She went looking for jewelry and a towel. I mean, I was like,
well,
okay.
Well, that was her after-party outfit was the towel.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah. I mean, throughout the day, she was like in the sheet. Oh, she was in the sheet unwet, looking, picking out her jewelry.
It was a whole performance.
I was like,
I did want to call out Zendaya because she, to me, looked like the most, like she looked both fashionable and flowery. So she had that like flower headpiece on where she looked like, I'm just a part of your Mother's Day bouquet, FTD.
she had several looks because she was hosting. So she had a bunch of different outfits.
I'm talking about the big black one. With
the big
rose headpiece.
Then she had another one that was like turquoise more and had like trees on it. And she had like some cool silent film era makeup. I'm like, how did they change her so quickly? Redo her makeup. Put on a new dress.
Saw Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez and I just sneered because I don't know. I just always want to judge them because I feel like they're always judging me.
But that dress she had on
that was an Oscar
all
de la
mirrors.
Rena.
And it was like, oh,
yeah.
That's
did you see
heavy.
It literally started a fire backstage?
She started a fire.
Yeah, because of all those mirrors and the sunlight. Yes. Killed a bunch of ants.
I'm so gullible.
But you just were very gullible.
Yeah. Cardi B, look at that big old dress. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Again, she attempted to do something.
Oh, she had all these handlers.
I would always err on the side of too much versus not enough when it's a costume contest.
Yeah. This is your chance to look super
weird.
Like
Venus Williams looked great, but I'm like, it's a beautiful dress.
Michelle Williams, I feel like followed the theme because there are fairies in the story. I believe it's like a one of those kind of stories, and she looked like a little fairy.
What would you have worn?
I would have worn something that had I'm a part of a big flower. I'm like the stamen inside, and all around are like translucent petals, like a big orchid thing.
Ooh.
You know, that you can see through a delicate looking glass flower.
I would arrive as a seed and I would get watered as I was walking up the stairs so that by the time
like a toy.
I got to the cameras, pew, 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 I would have blossomed.
That sounds like a great idea.
Like some big flower comes out of my butt. My chest or something.
Yeah.
You know? That's
good. Or you have on a jacket and then you go, bam, and then it just pops out of your shirt.
Flowers.
Sabrina Carpenter.
And bees everywhere.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I don't know about the bees.
You think that
can they
bees
just
would
be fake bees?
Yeah. Like drone bees? Mm-hmm. I would have my own little drone bee army.
Okay. Or maybe bees in a little
bees
carrying
in
case.
A trap. bees in a trap.
Sabrina Carpenter didn't try. I'm sorry. This is a black dress with a blue chiffon bottom. It's not good.
Oh,
that is lazy.
But see, this is again a fine line, because I think I am enough of a critic to be able to go, I like that, and then I don't get that. And that's the kind of thing I would look at and go, I don't get that. So it's Oscar de la Renta. He's somebody. They somebody. But I don't know why that just looks like she got caught in a sheet in her extra bedroom in the dark.
Extra bedroom. Barry Keoghan looks like Willy Wonka's bad brother.
I do
and
think
he
that's
was with
hot,
her,
though.
But I do like it because he tried. He's not just wearing a black suit.
Demi Moore. I mean, she followed the brief. She's got that beautiful. I don't even know what the hell that is, but it looks great.
Oh God, she looked. She was like a butterfly flower thing.
I do want to tell you who I think was the best dressed. You have a best dressed.
Let me look through my notes.
Okay, while you're furiously looking through your notes, Mike, I want to check in with you too. Do you have any? But it stood out that you're like, I want that outfit.
Yeah, my best dress, that I'd want the outfit. My best dress, though, was Zendaya. I think she was stunning in that, the first dress that she wore.
Is that the rose one?
The one that had like the bird on the neck.
Oh, yeah.
In the blue. Yeah, that was the best, I thought.
All right. Dawn, do you have a favorite?
A girl named Hanai Taylor, and she had on, it was very intricate. She's probably a singer, too, that I don't know.
Tiana Taylor?
No.
Oh.
Heyani.
Oh, okay.
Hanani Taylor. She's an actress. And she looked like, oh my God. It's like silver mirrored at the bottom, going up into bronze. And then she had these wiry cage things around her. She just looked ethereal. It was pretty amazing.
Awesome.
This is trying and then trying again and developing something.
Oh, I see that. That is, that's a Luke. That looks kind of spiderwebby.
Yeah.
I think that it is clear. Everyone would agree 100%. The best dressed person at the Met Gala last night, if you're just joining us, that's what we're talking about, is Katy Perry.
Oh, okay.
Look at her.
She looks great.
Fierce.
Unfortunately.
She's so good. I mean, look at that. It looks like she's literally part of the ground.
Yeah, that's what you can do.
There's only one problem, Dawn. That's not real.
Yeah, with AI.
It's AI. So literally, this outfit looks amazing. I mean, Katy Perry's on the stairs and everything.
Yeah.
AI. This is where we're headed, kids. Celebrities, how do we know that any of these photos are actually real? Yeah. Because were you there last night? I wasn't.
But we could make ourselves look like we are pretty quickly.
No, well, I think she wasn't there at all?
No. Oh, she literally was not there.
Wow.
Her mom even fell for it.
Did you not know that?
I even fell for it.
Did you really?
Sarah's like, dang, check out Katy Perry, because she was looking at TikTok. And I was like, oh, wow, that's a cool dress. It almost looks like real grass and real
I know.
That's really cool.
I was like,
it doesn't really look like Katy Perry. I haven't seen her in a while, but.
Which a lot of people did, and I would have too, had I not seen the story.
No idea.
Katy Perry's AI takes the Met Gala by storm. And they literally just showed a bunch of photos that people posted of her at the Met Gala that were not real. And she's like, hey, gosh, I looked great, but I'm not there.
That's so funny.
So this is, I think, what we have to look forward to. But if I were a celebrity, I'd be like, can we get an AI version of me at the Met Gala? Just make it go viral and people, because
it did go viral too.
All the listeners listening know that now Katy Perry did not go. So if they see that show up, they'll be like, hey, did you know that's not real? But a lot of people will never, exactly, which you will always be if you listen to us on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn and my talk in general. But think about all the people who are never going to get the memo that she wasn't there, who are just going to be like, oh, she looks great.
Yeah, and then they go have a happy day, get their car washed, whatever.
So next year, we're going to drop some AI photos of us at the Met Gala?
Yeah, or maybe it's us the day after.
You don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what I do know?
What?
Mike's coming up next with all the latest from Hollywood right here on Mike.
Little more fun.
Hey, my talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at your boat club. You know, I've been talking about getting out on the water this summer. I was just talking to my friend yesterday. She's got a boat. I didn't want to buy a boat. So Jamie and I were like, hey, the next best thing, actually the far bester thing. Is that a word? Bester? Bestesty? thing is being out on the water with none of the responsibility. I mean, other than like taking care of the boat you're actually in at the moment, but getting there, that's all you have to do is get to the water and the team at your boat club is there to do all the rest. You show up for fun, they're going to take care of all the work. Once you leave, that boat is their responsibility. They have the best boats in the business, and they are on over 40 lakes. Now is the time to find out what an unlimited boating membership with your boat club really means. Jamie and I were just looking up our options for Florida when we're down there over the 4th of July. To learn more about your boat club options, head to yourboatclub.com today. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Go to Radio 10.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
He has the latest from Hollywood. It's Mike with the Dirt Alert.
Yeah, scary development in what's been a back and forth between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. There was a
shooting.
Drake shooting at Drake's location, Drake's home outside of Toronto. And it sounds like, and this is a very fluid situation, we're just getting word as this took place last night around 2 a.m. their time, is that this was, I believe, described as a drive-by shooting situation, and the security guard who was hit, that is the individual who was shot, is not facing life-threatening injuries, but he is hospitalized and with some serious injuries, obviously. But
well, you just hope this is not connected.
That would be the hope.
Because if it is, it's just one more reason why we should all just take a step back and remember that some things are real and other things are not.
Yeah.
Especially and nothing
if it's
is worth
just a crazed
shooting
fan,
for.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is going through the ongoing musical battle back and forth. There was also some artwork that I believe that was... there was spray paint or something that was left at the location as well. And again, they don't know if this is tied to it, but there was some artwork for Not Like Us that was put out there as they're going back and forth.
That's Kendrick Lamar's song.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Not Like Us song. So yeah, there's again a lot of different stories coming out of this, a lot of different things going back and forth. So again, as we get more information, we'll certainly pass that along. But scary situation there.
Yeah, yeah. Very.
And reminding us of... rap battles of the past that did not end well. So let's not do that, please.
Right. Yeah.
Let's move on from that. Wednesday, season 2 has announced the full cast lineup as filming kicks off. They're officially getting things underway. Production has begun in Ireland. The big news of this is that one person was not a part of this picture and a part of this announcement, and that person is Percy Hines-White, the love interest in season 1.
Oh, okay. You may recall
he dealt with, and we talked about him quite often in the Blind Items, because he was the one who dealt with those sexual assault allegations on social media. He claimed that they were a campaign of misinformation against him, and there were, again, in the blinds, there were rumors about Jenna Ortega trying to, you know, defend him or step up for him. Again, that's just Blind Item stuff. We have no idea, but all we do know is that he is not going to be a part of this. People that will be a part of it, a lot of the former cast that we saw in season 1, also Steve Buscemi, we know, is going to appear in the series as a new regular.
Right. Yeah.
And they also announced some of the guest stars, which include names like Christopher Lloyd, of course, from Back to the Future, and Adam's family,
as well as
Haley Joel Osment.
I love that he's getting more work. He's been in a couple of things recently.
Yeah.
I have not watched this show. Did you, either of you?
I didn't, because I heard that Jenna Ortega was really having some personality issues. meaning she was being a butthole.
Oh, so you didn't
want to
watch
it. And I'm like, I don't want to support that.
Oh, okay.
And that's fair. She was fantastic.
Telling the writers what to do.
Season one was amazing. I love that show. But again,
Will you watch for a second
100%. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And of course, Christopher Lloyd, Uncle Fester. In the original series, right?
So he's playing Uncle Fester.
I don't know what role he's going to be playing, but he's apparently tied to it. We do know that Fred Armisen was playing Uncle Fester in season one of Wednesday. Okay. So I don't know how Christopher Lloyd will tie in, but again, a guest appearance there from one of the originals.
That's awesome.
Can't wait. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to check it out.
I think you should.
All right. Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all that dirt.
You're welcome.
You got any blind items
in
there?
I certainly do.
Good, because we got a whole show within a show. Called Blinded by the Item. You can watch it on YouTube too after the fact, but it'll be right here live on the radio just around the corner on My Talk 107.1.
Breathe easy.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity.
Oh, the Met Gala. Wow. What a display of some people being really lazy and some people actually doing the assignment. I know I sound like a teacher, but you know,
you're
if
like,
you
some
have,
people did it, some people didn't.
If you have a theme like Garden of Time, read the poem. There's so many cool like clues in there as to what you could be and do. This is your one chance to do something magical and fantastical. And you shouldn't just wear a black dress that has some blue chiffon at the bottom. I'm talking to you, Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Pretty dress, I guess, but come on now.
Some people attempted the assignment, and I would always end up supporting anyone who attempted the assignment versus the people who showed up in just a nice outfit. I mean, again, I don't care because they're still looking better than I look any day of the year, evidenced by our YouTube channel. By the way, like and subscribe if you're watching. Hi. So I can't judge too harshly, but I do think you get bonus points if you actually attempted the assignment.
I do too. Like Lana Del Rey, I kind of thought like she sort of looked like, you know, like if it's Halloween and people have yard decorations, kind of like that. Like I'm a ghost lady, but at least she did something cool and, you know, did the assignment and tried.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me, but I'm like, good job. It's very
also. Can we judge
unique.
Too harshly?
What?
I mean, you can. You're wearing actual clothes. I'm wearing sweats.
Come on. So I would love to do this event. I would just love to get dressed up in a, you know, beautiful.
Yeah, especially
gown.
If people are paying for it, and I don't have to do it,
exactly.
And then I'm getting free publicity.
Like,
next year,
blah,
we're
blah,
going
blah,
to
blah.
The Met Gala.
It's just going to be an AI version of us, but yeah.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
She looked great, by the way, for
she
not
sure
actually
did.
Being there.
Yeah.
Very, Mike, very you were there, waist. Right?
I was, yes.
Okay. Did you happen to notice if any stuff went down?
Yeah, there were a little bit of stories. I was actually dressed Whoa. As a bush, and I was just outside.
Like George?
As people, no,
or
like
Jenna?
A bush, because it was the theme.
Yeah.
Very
oh.
grass, very
shrub.
Plant. I was a shrub, and I just kind of sat there and listened for hot news stories.
How'd that work?
Blind items.
It reminds me of those TikTok videos you see where somebody dresses up as a bush and then
sure.
people walk by, old ladies walk by, and they're like,
oh, don't do that to old ladies.
I was like Homer Simpson. I just kind of slowly went back
into the bush.
Yes. And then I sat there and listened in and found some blind items.
Yay, look at Mike. You!
That's what I do Let's for this do show. It. Yeah. Let's go ahead and see if, and yes, we will start things off with a little bit of Met Gala talk. So thanks for bringing that up. We'll begin right there with this one. When you're one of the hosts, you really are expected to understand the assignment. The big boss is exempt from that rule, but she likes to enforce it on the other hosts, and this actress slash singer was not up for it, and the big boss was very displeased with her efforts.
This is totally believable.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's, we're talking about Anna Wintour at the Met Gala.
Yep. Yeah,
but is it J-Lo?
Yep.
Oh.
According to the blind items, Anna Wintour was not impressed with the performance that J-Lo put out there from a fashion standpoint.
Really?
So she didn't really follow the assignment well.
Okay.
Anna Wintour's got, you know.
All right. I mean.
High. She, I think, would be more, she would probably judge people a little bit more than we would, Dawn.
I know, but I'm very critical, too, as listened back to 2 minutes ago. And I thought J-Lo looked great. It was like a lot of crystals, which they talk about in the Garden of Time, and like translucent nude. I mean, her booty was out, but yeah.
Well, apparently Anna Wintour wasn't having it.
I'm sure she had several looks because Zendaya had several looks as one of the co-hosts. Well,
it doesn't surprise me that Anna Wintour has hot takes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there were a lot of people on her list last night.
Maybe
you'll
I didn't
never
like
come
that
again.
Duster. Maybe I didn't like her duster that just had some flowers on it. I don't know about that.
Well,
that,
I think that was what the blind item pointed out. Like, she didn't have to follow the rules.
Right.
Because she makes the rules.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. She's exempt from the rules. That's what it was referring to. Somebody who is not exempt from the rules. This foreign-born A-list actor and his wife won't be invited back. They wore what you'd basically wear to any event that you were invited to. And as a result, this will be their last appearance.
Oh, boy.
It was us.
It was not us. No. Our AI with creatures were better.
Foreign-born.
We're not foreign-born.
Foreign-born A-list actor and his wife will not be invited back. They wore what you would wear to any other event or event.
Foreign-born A-list actor, mm-hmm. and then his wife is also famous? Or
Yeah.
Hmm.
For more than just being a famous bride?
She's famous for more than just being a famous bride.
Also an actress?
Also an actress.
Gosh, I looked at so many pictures last night.
Okay.
Who could this be? It wasn't Taika Waititi and Rita Ora because they were, he was in some pleather that looked real sweaty.
Ooh.
It was all brown pleather, ooh. Like the shoes matched. Maybe it was leather, I don't know. And then she had on a nude bodysuit with some streamers with very old beads. But it's not them.
I'm looking at it now. Wow. No, it is not them.
I thought she was actually nude under those streamers, but it was a bodysuit.
Born A-list.
Dang. I'll be honest. I kind of want that suit.
You do?
Yeah.
It doesn't look sweaty.
Yeah. I mean, I would sweat. Like, I wouldn't be able to get it off. But
yeah, but also it's a costume, right? Like, this is not for function.
It looks like what street performers wear. You know, like when they're on the street and they like go freeze. And you look like they're a bronze statue.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like.
Yep.
Every single element of his outfit was this exact same brown look. Yeah.
And the shoes aren't just like another brown. They are the same pleather brown.
Yeah. He's a street performer in that.
But it's not
the subject of our blind item, who is a foreign-born A-list actor. And his wife.
Uh-huh.
Now, is he in a movie currently?
Oh, currently? Not currently.
Okay.
But recently?
Not currently. More recently.
Is he Canadian?
No.
Is he British?
No.
Okay.
Is he Australian? Chris Hemsworth?
Oh,
he was there.
Yeah.
He was a host.
I didn't see him.
He and his wife were a host. He was just wearing he was just wearing this light colored like tan suit.
Wow.
So this blind item, I absolutely believe he was there, of course, with his wife,
who was wearing
Elsa Pataky, who was wearing just a dress and like a crown thing.
I will say those are the folks that I think are going to have more explaining to do
when you're the host.
In terms of getting reinvited, like you need to have. Something more than a great outfit. Sorry.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just go to the Oscars.
I think for the four people that hosted, if she's that picky, like apparently she had a problem with J-Lo and Chris Hemsworth, which I don't disagree with the Chris Hemsworth. But like then approve their outfits.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in charge, it's just four people.
I think it's more fun for her, though, to just make you really uncomfortable so that she can judge you. I mean, if you're running the show, I would be like, I don't know, we'll find out.
Yeah, I'll tell you next year, the day before.
You'll find out if you're worth coming back or not.
Woo!
Yeah, he is literally just wearing a tan suit, black shoes, open shirt. You see
there
a
were
lot
a lot of
chest.
Of really...
wait a minute, where's this
You see
picture?
A lot more of his chest than her chest. She's got no chest out. He's got all the chest out.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, look him up. He looks
as
good.
As one should do you're named Chris Hemsworth.
That's a good look.
There was also another guy with his chest out, and I didn't recognize the name.
Okay.
Or the chest.
It is funny that you brought up Taika Waititi, of course, because he directed his last two movies.
Oh my gosh, you're going to knock off my monitor.
It's beautiful. He looks great.
Yeah, he looks great, but again, if you were saying he wore that to Mad Max Furiosa's premiere, you'd be like, yeah, he didn't wear that to the Met Gala.
Yeah, no, that's exactly a great movie premiere outfit, but it's not the Met Gala worthy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's do another one here as we're rolling through blind items, maybe with a little Met Gala tilt to them today following the big event. Got a few more. The ban was lifted for this A-list celebrity after several years of being banned. Ooh. A few years back, he was drunk and coked out of his mind. This year, he still got super drunk.
Who's drunk and coked out?
The ban was lifted for this A-list celebrity after several years. A few years back, he was drunk and coked out of his mind. This year, he still got really hammered.
So this is a celebrity.
But apparently no coke.
How about, is this Scott Disick?
No.
Okay. I feel like they're not allowing celebrity. Him anywhere near that thing. A celebrity, though, so like...
Right.
Like a reality person?
Doesn't have a career
Someone related to reality.
Related to reality.
That's what I feel like right now.
I mean, we are.
If you really think about it, we're all just related to reality.
Huh. Well, it's not like a Robert Downey Jr. Is it?
Okay, reality, like a reality star of in their own right? Like for a show? No? Okay. Ooh. It's not like Prince Harry. A little.
Coked out of his mind. Do we
coked
know?
Coked out.
Yeah, we do.
We do know about
if
him
I being... say reality shows and cocaine, the name that the last few months would probably come to your mind is
cocaine.
This individual.
Brad Pitt.
Nope.
Reality star. Show.
Reality
I know,
show.
I know. I was
and
making
cocaine.
A joke. Who have we been talking about
Tom
doing
this? Tom Sandoval.
Tom Selleck?
Yeah. Oh,
we've got maybe someone who's
is he on a Real Housewives show?
I don't know if he's been on it, but he certainly is a
Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen. Andy Cohen.
Well,
according to the blind item, the ban has been lifted for one Andy Cohen.
No,
I guess was drunk and coked out of his mind a few years back at the event, and this year he was back, no coke, but still just got super hammered. I don't know.
Well, I didn't see photos. Did you?
No, I did not. He was in a bush with Mike.
He was in a. Okay, Mike, you got a lot of explaining.
He was there.
Okay. Sarah's got questions. Okay, well, good luck to him.
He was apparently, he says that Sarah Jessica Parker was the best Met Gala date.
Oh, I didn't see her.
They returned to the Met Gala together
cocaine.
After 6 years.
Oh, okay.
6 years after their last appearance, Sarah Jessica Parker and Andy Cohen met and were each other's dates.
Oh, that's
was
adorable.
She coked out of her mind, too?
No, she doesn't do cocaine. She probably does like...
She's got a nice hat, though.
Some kind of, you know, incense.
Incense cocaine. My favorite.
You know, you just burn a little something in the air. Something healthy.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
So
you
guys she just in solidarity with him, I guess, hasn't come back.
Has a cocaine problem?
Or no.
No. Oh,
my
gotcha.
God. You guys are starting a horrible rumor. Stop it.
We didn't
He's going to be in
it.
The YouTube comments like, hey, bitches.
I don't know if it was in solidarity. I don't know what the story was, but it sounds like both of them haven't been to
Uh-oh.
It for
it's
6 years.
Well, she's the original fashionista.
Yeah, that's what's weird about this. I mean, maybe she was like, oh my God. You know, if like you and your drunk friend get kicked out of a bar, you're like,
no
we can't go back
about.
Here. Because for a
I
long
have
time.
I've never, ever been banned from a bar.
Me either.
recently.
Let's do another one as we are rolling
in the
through
last 20 years.
The blind items today, Met Gala related.
Pour that,
blind
all
items.
Bets are off.
It would actually be easier to believe this relationship if the former Disney actress turned singer was a better actress. They made sure that there were plenty of pictures taken of the two of them last night, but their love scenes seem so fake. So we've got a former Disney actress turned singer, and I guess they didn't mention this, but A-minus actor boyfriend.
Mm.
Talking about how fake the relationship seems, considering how forced everything seems.
Oh, she's the Disney star?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Selena Gomez?
So,
and last night we saw them, and again, according to the blind item, they made sure we saw lots of the two of them.
Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan.
There you got go. It. Yes, again, according to the blind
I'm
item.
I'm kind of tired of these blinds.
Me too.
Honestly.
Yeah, like...
The Sabrina Carpenter ones, mostly because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want her to have all the things in the world, but I don't feel anything for Sabrina Carpenter right now.
Yeah. I just feel like she should have wore a better dress.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, so somebody's got opinions. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Yeah. But she is, she's Taylor Swift's opener, or was, on the tour, so... You
wasn't
know,
the whole blind item thing about her that she's trying to make her happen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Her PR team is doing everything they possibly can to make her happen, which makes sense. Seeing her absolutely
and I don't blame her at all.
And it seems like they're leaving no stone unturned, even if it means maybe making that friend upset. She's got to deal with Skims.
Yeah.
She's going to be starring on SNL as the musical guest with... Jake Gyllenhaal as the
host.
She's poking.
They know what's going on.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, next you'll see her in an ad for, you know, a cruise line with Joe Alwyn.
There you go.
Don't make me jealous.
Why? Because
why would he be on a cruise line?
I don't know. I just had to come up with something that was Taylor Swift.
Like, is that something I don't know? I feel like I should know that as the certified cruise lover on this podcast.
All right, you guys got that one. You're doing great. Let's keep it rolling on. Let's step away from the Met Gala. We might come back to it at some point, but let's step away. This briefly A-lister, thanks to a scandal, is desperate to get their job back. They thought opportunities would be plentiful, but they've been non-existent, and the relationship is soon coming to an end. So a briefly A-lister, thanks to a scandal, is desperate to get their job back. Opportunities that they thought would be plentiful are non-existent, and the relationship is soon coming to an end.
This is outside the Met Gala.
This is outside the Met Gala. We have left the Met Gala.
Is it Jonathan Majors and Megan Good?
It is not.
Okay.
Okay,
Johnny
so
B, not so good.
It's outside of the Met Gala, and it's somebody who got scandalismo.
Did you say reality star?
Nope, I said was A-lister. This briefly A-lister, thanks to a scandal, so definitely not an A-lister normally, but thanks to a scandal, became an A-lister, is desperate to get their job back. Their opportunities have been non-existent after they thought it would be plentiful, and the relationship is soon coming to an end.
It's not the only person that came into my head was Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Not that one, no. There was a blind item about her, but I left it out. Apparently
what
is it?
What is it?
Apparently her ex-husband doesn't only like to watch WrestleMania. Apparently he likes to watch her and other men have some fun.
God help us.
And she likes to make him watch them have some fun.
You mean the 3 months that she was out of prison?
Mm-hmm.
When you said 3 months, I thought you were saying three musketeers.
Well, that too. Maybe
they all wear outfits.
Yeah, they all wear sombreros.
It's kind of a little. I almost said Jimmy Fallon, but I meant Jimmy. What's his name? I'm
Jiminy
in the
Cricket.
Corner watching the pool boy and my wife.
Yeah.
Who's that?
The church guy.
What's his name?
Oh my gosh,
Jimmy Swaggart.
Come on now.
We're gonna get there.
Falwell. Jerry Falwell Jr.
There you go.
With the
with
Italian
the pipe
pool boy
in the library.
There
was a pipe, but they were at the hotel.
So again, let's go back to the blind item. This briefly A-lister, thanks to a scandal, is desperate to get their job back.
We haven't even gotten the blind item yet.
So let's just move on from that. Okay. This briefly A-lister, thanks to a scandal, is desperate to get their job back. The opportunities have been non-existent after they thought they'd be plentiful, and the relationship is soon coming to an end.
That's what I'm confused about, the jobs that would be plentiful. It's not like an acty thing.
Not an acty thing.
Businessy thing?
Not business.
Singing?
No.
Sports?
No.
Politics? Oh.
No.
Sex work?
Maybe.
Strip shows?
Covering all of those things, perhaps.
Newsman.
Oh. Don Lemon? Wait, okay, so let me think about this.
I'm still in the world of Three Musketeers.
This briefly A-lister, thanks to a scandal, is desperate to get their job back. The opportunities have been non-existent.
Matt Lauer?
No.
After they thought they'd be plentiful.
TJ Holmes.
Amy Robach.
Got there.
Oh.
Apparently, Amy Robach is begging to get her job back.
Ooh.
Without him.
Oh, yes. Just kind of moving on. Because according to the blind items, she thought the opportunities would be plentiful after they left.
Well, and they should have been.
Yeah, but they definitely were not. And as a result, she is... and also, by the way, the relationship is going to be coming to an end soon, according to the blind items.
Whoa.
Well, I'm not surprised. A relationship born out of lies. Destined to... live out that fate. I do think, I mean, she's an incredibly talented woman and very capable and had a great gig. So I'm surprised that somebody hasn't snapped her up. That said, there's not really a lot of opportunities right now for that kind of gig that probably paid what her previous one did. So I'm sure she's not like, because people are probably showing up like, hey, we got this little thing.
Put her on The View.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Just scoot over another chair.
It'd have to be something like that because that's the one thing.
But ABC's not going to hire her.
No. And if you're hired in that role of a news telling person, you don't want yourself to be the news. And that's what she was.
I could see her over at CNN.
And now she's the news. This is similar to like when an athlete, teams won't touch an athlete because they don't want them to be a story. They don't want the off the field stuff to be the story. Similar story here is like if you're covering the news, covering hard hitting news stories like she was.
Or
she
unless
can't be the news story.
The story is a good story.
Well.
You know,
is that going to be a good story?
No,
cheating
absolutely
on
not.
Her ex, you know, or, you know.
Man.
Okay. You guys
CNN,
got there.
I feel like CNN could find a place for her.
Yeah,
they're kind of doing all sorts of God knows what.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's do another one. Here's rolling through the blind item. Today. You guys are doing so stinking
great.
Well. Let's go to this one. This permanent A-list TV and movie actor is finally speaking publicly as a last-ditch effort to keep his cash cow show going. He's not great at managing money, which is why he's still trying to go strong at nearly 80. So again, got a permanent A-list TV slash movie actor who is finally speaking publicly as a last-ditch effort to keep his cash cow show going. Mm. He's not great at managing money, which explains why he's still going strong at 80.
Gene Hackman.
No.
I saw him at a gas station, though. He looked great.
I don't think he's going strong, though.
No.
And it's a TV... so
a permanent
he's...
A-list TV and movie actor.
Okay. And he's 80. Al Pacino. Dustin Hoffman.
TV and movie actor is speaking publicly as a last-ditch effort to keep his cash cow show going. He's not great at managing money, which is why he's still trying to go
cash
strong at
show.
80.
Oh, is it Michael Douglas?
Cash cow show. Do you mean like a TV show? And it's not like a talk show. So there's an 80-year-old cash cow? Who's the 80-year-old cash cow?
Permanent A-list TV and movie actor is finally speaking publicly as a last-ditch effort to keep his cash cow show going. He's not great at managing money, which is why he's still going strong
so
at nearly 80.
Cash cow. Oh, gosh, who is this?
Yeah, that's a very good question I would like answered. So get to it. Come on now.
Jeez.
Well, because I can't. I'm like, who's the old guy that's got an amazingly profitable show?
The reason why I said Michael Douglas is because of he's Benjamin Franklin and he's been in a lot of movies and he's around 80.
I suggest attacking this one like you would attack a game of Guess Who.
Guess Who?
Jack Nicholson.
That's how you play Guess Who?
I don't know.
I don't know how you play Guess Who.
Who's with all, you flip up all the little windows and you've got different pictures of people.
Oh.
And you're like, is your person bald?
Is your person bald?
No.
Is your person.
And then you flip down all those doors.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Is your person.
Robert De Niro.
There's a reason why I'm asking. I'm telling you to do it this way.
Because he was a game show host?
No, because he's got maybe a prominent facial feature.
Jay Leno?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Trying to help.
I know. You're
facial
doing great.
Play like you're playing Guess Who.
Monty
the
Hall.
Mole.
Look at.
He's the mole. He has a mole right
at,
here.
Look at all the windows in front of you and ask.
I don't have any windows. No, this is
imaginary.
Theater
windows.
Of the mind. Come on. You've already flipped down all the bald people there.
Lips.
Yeah. Nope.
Does he have
a prominent facial feature?
Uh huh.
What are beard. Mustache.
Tom Selleck.
Yay!
Yeah!
See, that's we what got I'm there. Talking about. You got to play it like Guess Who.
I actually said Tom Selleck earlier.
You said Tom Selleck to
Does
the
that
wrong
mean
one.
I got this one correct?
Yes.
Okay.
No, but yes. According to the blind items, Tom Selleck is finally speaking out publicly. Do you know what show we're talking about or what the rest of the story blind item is?
Oh, it is
Magnum P.I.
No, it is called, no. I know, Cold Case. No. Nope.
Old blood.
No, old blood? New bloods.
Not
bloods.
New, yep.
The blood of
young
Christ.
Bloods.
No. blood. Blue Bloods!
There you go. Finally.
I just had to brainstorm.
You guys got there. I'm so proud of you. That was well done. According to the blind item, though, Tom Selleck is finally speaking publicly as a last-ditch effort to save Blue Bloods
as
the cash cow that's been making him a ton of money. He's terrible at managing money, which is why he's still going strong at nearly 80.
No.
Again, well, according to the blind items, he is he's desperate to keep that show going.
Yeah, he said he was going to lose his ranch.
Well, that would,
right?
Sounds like,
I saw some article about that. I'm like, why would you lose your ranch? You're Tom Selleck.
He's apparently bad with money.
It's kind of weird that he's got this like very successful show, but bad at money. Like, can we just get him somebody who knows how to do money?
Well, that's the thing.
Like Susie Orman, what she's up to.
Susie Orman helps.
Is there a ghost in there?
Yes,
yeah, don't worry about it.
There's ghosts behind you.
If you're watching on the YouTube channel, you can see ghosts. In our studio.
So at 79 years old, he's desperate for that show to keep going, according to the blind item. But like you did bring that up, Don. I'm looking at the story you were talking about. Yeah, he says he might lose his ranch if the show comes to an end. And he's got a point, though. It's the third highest rated show on television.
Yeah.
And
on what network?
CBS.
Mm. Why is it being canceled?
I mean, it's CBS. So if you put anything on CBS, it's going to be the top best rated show.
Yeah.
All the retirement homes have it on.
Oh, my God.
Mike, you're going to get old one day.
Yeah. I know.
And you're going to be watching CBS.
It's cool.
All Access.
I have Paramount Plus. That's the same thing.
You're right.
No, I love CBS.
Yeah.
And I love Blue Bloods. He's got a heck of a mustache.
I've never seen that. I do like. And he also does commercials, though, for some kind of.
The dude's done a lot of things
like
over the years.
Mortgage
and he should have
scheme or something.
A mortgage scheme.
He took over for Alex Trebek, I think.
There was some
reverse mortgages.
Yeah, reverse mortgages. Yeah.
What is? Oh,
he's playing into every.
I can't explain it, Dawn, but your mom probably could because she's watching a lot of Blue Bloods.
Oh my God!
Mike,
she watches the Gem Channel. That's it.
When we come back tomorrow, you're going to have a bunch more blind items.
I will.
In the meantime, listeners, we got a website, podcast, download, like, and subscribe, especially on our YouTube channel, if you would. This beautiful show we call
Blinded by the Item.
Bye.